This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the 50th birthday of the 1972 Clean Water Act, enacted 3 years after what was then a disgusting Cuyahoga River southeast of downtown Cleveland caught fire, and about a year and a half after the formation of the Environmental Protection Agency. The landmark law expanded federal protection for waterways and defined how we deal with sewage treatment in America. The act reaches this half-century milestone just as the U.S. Supreme Court considers limits to its reach, Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The years just before the Clean Water Act passed brought some pretty memorable images of polluted waterways.
Pollutants floating through water bodies, rivers on fire.
Catherine L. Kling studies the social costs of water pollution at Cornell.
So the Clean Water Act was a realization that the country did not want to live that way any longer.
Kling says the law has been pretty effective at improving water quality, which comes with a host of economic benefits, like boosting property values and recreation economies. Right now, the Supreme Court is considering the scope of the Clean Water Act. Ardeh Sadim is with the University of Michigan School of Law.
What's at stake is whether we're going to get a legal interpretation that reflects the science of water, the idea that water's connected.
Or whether the justices will exclude certain kinds of wetlands and streams from federal protections. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.